Now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. My grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, and welcome back to the Grillin' Guys. It's got to be Saturday, and it's a beautiful Saturday in sunny downtown Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Live from the Spartan Studios, here we are. I wish I was out at a tailgate. I wish I was on my way to a game. I'm going to be out in the field a little later today firing up that Goodwin smoker, and we're going to throw down a barbecue for my boys at Shartucky. I know I'm repeating myself, but I can't wait.
It's Everybody's having fun this weekend but me.
Yeah.
I'm cutting firewood.
Are you really? Well, you get two heats out of it. You get one when you cut it and one when you burn it.
That's like five burns on that stuff.
Yeah, so, speaking of burns, let's talk a little bit about gas grills. The first earlier segment, we broke down the charcoal grill and what to look for and what things you might want to consider, but this is kind of the granddaddy of them all. Each more than two-thirds of the people that own a grill own a gas grill, and there's a lot of things to consider. So let's break that down, Bob.
Yeah, 57% of all grills sold in 2010 were gas.
Right.
That's a lot of charcoal.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, charcoal's still there. But if you want to get a good representation on three types of gas grills, you can hit the Grillin' Guys website. I just posted some YouTube videos I made for tech.
Okay.
And I did a basic, it was a Weber, I'm not supposed to say that, but it's a basic grill. And then I did the old tech, which is the way everybody does infrared right now. They're using our old technology. And then I did the new Tech G Sport, which is 100% infrared.
Right.
And there's a great, you can see the meats as we're cooking them down in South Carolina. You can see the meats. You can see the results. It's that dramatic. But I got to quit plugging our sponsor.
Well, that's all right. But so let's talk about gas grills, because the tech is a gas grill. Everybody knows that that's our favorite gas grill, regardless of the fact that you sell them. It's just an amazing piece of equipment, but not everybody can afford one of those. So here I am
in
Garrett's, and they've got tech there and everything else as far as a gas grill. I'm sitting there looking at them. What am I going to think about? What do I want to consider when I'm trying to choose a gas grill, other than price,
because there's a wide variety
of prices?
A lot of the same things we talked about with charcoal. You're going to want to look at the body on the grill. If the lid wobbles when you lift it up, it's probably a really thin grade. If the temperature gauge has low, medium, high, you know, it's probably from Taipan.
Good little quick indicators, though. I mean, those are easy things to do. Lift the lid. If it wobbles in your hand, it's not solid. Look at the thermometer. If it says low, medium, and high, guys, we cook to temperature all day, every day. That is the difference in meat, is you got to cook it to the right temperature. So your equipment has to be able to perform the way you need it to perform.
If it wasn't made in the U.S. or Canada, it's probably of a pretty poor grade. And a lot of grills are shipped off now from Mexico, China. You get what you pay for. You think you saved half the price, but you're not going to be happy. The thing is not going to cook right. Try one of your buddies. If you want to find a good grill, go around to all your friends and see who's got a gas grill that actually performs the way you want, because you can't demo them in most stores.
You sure can't. So, Bob, let's talk about gas grills. Some of them got one burner, the smaller units. Some have two. You walk up to these things that are the size of a Mack truck, and they got 12 burners on them.
And none of them could even light a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. So don't get fooled by bigger is better. That is not at all the case.
But now, you brought up a good point, and having several burners is a a big deal to me. I do like the G-Sport, but that's only one burner, too small for me. I want to be able to stage my food, and especially if you're doing like steaks, you need high heat. If you're doing veggies or if you're doing an indirect, you want to turn your high heat or medium heat up on one side and throw your indirect, which we're going to talk about this pumpkin goulash later. You put that on the other side so you can do with a gas grill indirect grilling. So it's nice to have several levels. I don't get too excited about rotisseries. Now, some people like to rotisserie. I find that most people buy rotisserie and never end up using it.
I'm one of those.
I've got three of those motors in my garage.
Me too. I've got one of them. I don't ever use it.
Never.
You know, one of the things I do use a lot, which I want to go back to the indirect heat, is the beer can or the beer butt chicken, they call them.
No brainer.
You have to cook that with indirect heat or the bottom of the chicken burns before the top gets done.
There are actually a couple grills that will allow you to do that. One's called the Holland Grill. One's called the Phoenix, made by MHP. I like the Phoenix better because it's got twin gas valves and variable flame. I think you can get that down at Three Chimneys down on Clyde Park, south of 76th Street. That's an MHP Phoenix. Wonderful grill. It's going to be around $1,000, but a wonderful grill.
Last you a lifetime, though.
It's got actually a deflector plate, so it's a little bit like the Tech, but it doesn't have the heat. But it doesn't have a direct flame under your meat. That's critical.
That's the indirect heat, so nothing burns, yet you get the convection effect, and everything cooks evenly. When you're doing the beer can or the beer butt chickens, whatever you like to call them, that's the technique you want to use.
We filmed these videos for Tech when I was down at Fort Jackson a couple weeks ago, and you can see on one of the videos, the steak is actually on the old original infrared.
Uh-huh.
The steak is catching fire as we're doing the video. So the problem with an open flame is it's going to get you in trouble. You have to be right on your game. You can't be sitting there, you know, yapping with your buds. You got to be paying attention.
Well, now, grilling is a social sport. It's
a
one-handed sport most of the time.
That's why you want to make it easy. That's the thing. That's the critical part. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 each and every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30. We're just kind of doing a little critiquing of grill types. We're talking about gas grills right now and some of the things you need to look for. But just do your homework on the gas grills. And if you end up, you know, making the big plunge and going and buying a Tech, you'll never be sorry. You're set for life.
Two or three things. Bigger's not necessarily better. Pull up that lid. If it wobbles, it's probably chintzy. You know what? It's much better in my mind to spend the extra $100 or $200 on top of the four you're going to spend anyway and get a good quality unit that'll last you a long time. But more importantly, it'll perform.
Yeah, and at the end, later on in the show, we're going to talk about pellet grills, and I got some great stuff on pellet grills.
Yeah, so blow by this pumpkin goulash. Wow, that's hard
for you to say. Yeah,
we're coming to the end of the segment here, but
okay, this is a cool use for a pumpkin.
Okay,
makes a heck of a presentation. It's fun, and the flavor's off the hook. It goes great with a pumpkin beer, and there's a lot of good pumpkins out there right now. A lot of guys brewing up some pumpkin beer right now. So, but basically, you get one big fat pumpkin. And you get some grapeseed oil or some olive oil, you get a little Lowry salt, a pound of ground venison, great use for venison, a couple wild rice, some large chopped onion, a couple eggs. You put all this stuff together, you put it in the pumpkin, and you indirect it for 3 to 4 hours. And when you get done, the aroma is just wonderful because pumpkin, like, I don't know, I love pumpkins.
We're going to have to do that. So we'll finish up that recipe when we come back. We're going to touch back on those real cowboy beans and finish that recipe up. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.